This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A partial U.S. government shutdown dragged through its sixth day Thursday, even as a new poll indicated most Americans blame President Donald Trump for it. 47% of the respondents to the Ipsos Reuters poll said that Trump is responsible for the shutdown. Another 33% blamed congressional Democrats. But as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, no action is expected until at least next week.
It was very quiet on the Senate floor.
The Senate will come to order.
With just Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts gaveling the Senate into session, the chaplain, the clerk, and a few others. And 4 minutes later, adjourning. Lawmakers aren't scheduled back until December 31st, and very few are visible on Capitol Hill. But Robert says he knows there are high-level negotiations.
Vice President's talking with Chuck Schumer, and I hope that was productive.
He says he worries about the hundreds of thousands of federal workers who are furloughed or working without pay.
Not right, not fair. I don't like shutdowns.
President Trump tweeted, "Democrats are hurting their own supporters by allowing the shutdown to continue." Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A roller coaster ride with a late-day rally on Wall Street kept stocks in positive territory by the close on Thursday. We get the details from AP's Warren Levinson.
Taken by itself, the stock market's performance seemed ordinary, up 1%, 260 points on the Dow Jones Industrials. It was the second straight day share prices rose. They were up 1,000 Wednesday. But for most of the day, prices were in the red and deep in the red, down 600 Dow points, till they staged a rebound in the final hour of trading. Retail stocks fell, but materials companies, banks, and healthcare issues all rose. The NASDAQ composite added 0.3%, the S&P 0.75%. The market is still on pace to record its biggest December price drop since 1931. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is VOA News.